you go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate. And then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You're going to come here, we're going to laugh, we're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more bunching and crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show. Tell a friend to tell a friend and tap in. Let's get this episode started. Hey, live on a Wednesday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back! What's going on, y'all? I'm super excited to be here on this Wednesday night episode, man. And listen, I missed y'all. So I'm definitely looking forward to this week's episode, man. But I've been super locked in, man. Just loving where I'm at right now, man. Just loving where I'm at. And like I said, you know, I got some stuff on the way for y'all. Y'all going to see. If you ain't see some of it, you're going to see it eventually. If you ain't see some of it, you're going to see it eventually, man. But anyway, man, we're going to have a fire episode tonight. We're going to have some real talk. We're going to have some jokes. You know, we're going to entertain, just like I said in the intro. But listen, man, before we get to all that, before we start the show, if it is your first time watching, I need you to do one thing. I need you to go ahead and hit the like button. You probably wonder, why I gotta hit the like button? This dude got a brown tee on, red headphones. They don't match.
Nope.
This dude indoors got sunglasses on.
Nope.
Less brunches, more crunches, but I like brunch.
Nope.
You need to hit the like button because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. And listen, we get the most haters. We get the most backlash. It's been chill lately. It hasn't been crazy lately, but you know, I'm going to piss somebody off eventually. If it's one thing, I'm going to piss somebody off.
What?
And it's just because I'm telling the truth.
What?
And you know I got to go. But if you're a returner, I ask that you hit the like button. And shout out to the one and only Playback Gang, aka the PPG, the best playback gang on YouTube. I need y'all to hit the like button. Shout out to that Playback Gang for sure, man. And listen, before we get the comments, before we get the show started, I got one more thing I got to say. Listen, man, just a lot of times we get frustrated when things ain't going our way, but just be thankful for where you are, man. Listen, we don't acknowledge like things that we should be thankful for. If you got the ability to move, but your body don't look the way it wanted to look, be thankful, right? You don't have the car you want, but you got a car to get you from point A to B, be thankful. And the list goes on. You don't like your job, but you got income coming and your bills paid, be thankful. It's a lot of things, man. Just be thankful. Don't take things for granted because that thing could be lost at any time. But anyway, let me get off my soapbox. Let me get in these comments. Let me holler at the fam before we get this show started. Make sure y'all hit that like button. What's going on, Wicked? Mike said, let's go. Frost, what up? Good evening, everybody. Just got home from my upper body workout. Blessed to see another day in the gym. Absolutely. See what I'm saying?
Dom DeMarco.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Astrid said, hey, C. Marty, what's going on, Astrid? Brown T is tough. Appreciate you. How are you with daylight savings, Unc? I mean, I don't subscribe to that. You know, the clock went back an hour. What was that, Saturday, Sunday? We back on track. Like, it don't really, I got too much going on. I'm too consistent, too disciplined to be, you know, letting the daylight savings throw me off. That's just me. That's just me, you know. But some people, it really affect them. I've never understood it. It never was a thing for me my whole life. But Daniel Shannon said he's back.
He's back!
Beth Ann Brown, what up? See Marty recovering from that high rocks. The high rocks, homie. The high rocks, homie. Well, I had my recovery. I'm back full throttle now with training, getting ready for the next one. Energetic KC, he's back in the building.
He's back!
Mark Carter, Boogie, shout out to the Boogie Down Bronx. Spider-Mo found a big back to spend their refund check. That's crazy. Lizzie, what's... Hey, hold on. Lizzie, welcome back to the show. Lizzie, what's going
on? Welcome to the show.
Shout out to Lizzie, man. I seen Lizzie. She in there doing her thing, man. Shout out to Lizzie,
Dr. Marco.
But appreciate that. Your hair looks nice like that. Thank you, Lizzie. Gratitude is key to elevation. Absolutely. What's up with the Wizards? Oh, what's up with the Wizards, man?
Nope.
Before we get the show started, the Washington Wizards. Oh, we got Trae Young. Anthony Davis.
Nope.
Trae Young going to play last Thursday. Trae Young playing.
Nope.
He came out, played, cool. Took a L.
Nope.
They go to Miami. Bam, drop 83.
Nope.
Bam, drop 83 after all of that Washington Wizards hype. Let me chill on the Wizards. Alex Saar getting cooked.
Nope.
Number two draft pick last year getting cooked.
Nope.
All right, let me chill. Anyway, let's get the show started, bro. With all that being said, let's get this episode started, man. Washington Wizards, man.
Dom DeMarco.
Washington Wizards. Anyway, the first video here, we got this trainer here who's telling his female clients that their boyfriends don't care about him.
Nope.
And they said he was pandering.
Nope.
So listen, we're going to listen to it and see if he's pandering or see if he's telling the truth. I think a little bit of both. See Marty on a Wednesday. Infamous 3, what's going on? Let's check it out, man. Hit the like button. Let's get this episode started.
You know your nigga is not helping you achieve the body, and you still fucking and sucking.
I mean, I hate to start off with such vulgar language, but it sounds like he's making sense to me. Right? You know, a lot of times we settle for people that don't have the same interest in our goals. We still giving them the cookies and giving them the D. Pause, no Diddy.
No Diddy, you know.
But they don't support us. So why are you doing that, ladies?
How are you doing that? None of this. You are sleeping with the hater. He's the enemy.
Real
if
rap.
Your nigga is feeding you bad food, knowing that you have body dysmorphia or issues with your body or lower confidence because of how you look and how you feel, and he's still bringing you bad food, even if he ain't bringing it to you, if he's eating that shit around you,
yep.
That's insane that you was.
It is insane, and that's somebody who does not care about you. That's somebody who don't want you to level up for your future. Why are you with this person? I know there's inseparable bonds and there's years on relationships, but you got to think, if you're going downhill now, the downhill is only going to get worse because you're only going to get fatter with a bigger backer.
Big back activity.
Right? You're only going to accumulate more fat. You're going to become more sedentary. You're going to become more inactive. So these are things you have to think about moving forward if this person is not supporting your goals.
Still fuck this nigga. He's hating on you. He do not want the best for you.
This episode is brought to you by Spreaker, the platform responsible for a rapidly spreading condition known as podcast brain. Symptoms include buying microphones you don't need, explaining RSS feeds to confused relatives, and saying things like, "Sorry, I can't talk right now, I'm editing audio." If this sounds familiar, you're probably already a podcaster. The good news is Spreaker makes the whole process simple. You record your show, upload it once, and Spreaker distributes it everywhere people listen. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and about a dozen apps your cousin swears are the next big thing. Even better, Spreaker helps you monetize your show with ads, meaning your podcast might someday pay for, well, more microphones. Start your show today at Spreaker.com. Spreaker, because if you're going to talk to yourself for an hour, you might as well publish it.
He wants Thanks. Head and pussy from you.
Oh,
he don't
oh,
give
wow.
a fuck how you truly feel, because if he care how you truly feel, then guess what? He will get on your ass when you miss the gym. He will Facts. Slap food out your hand. He will Facts. Go grocery shopping with you and get all healthy foods.
Yeah.
Y'all would choose a date night where y'all can go out, eat whatever you want type shit.
And to be honest, man, the downfall, this for men and women, I've had clients that have not hit their fitness goals because of the partner that they chose, men and women. Right? You start looking good, they discourage you. They try to feed you your favorite dish, your favorite snack. They try to make you feel bad because you don't want to drink alcohol. These are just things to think about. And even though you might love this person, you might have great memories with this person, this might not be the person for you.
Nope.
Now, if you're in a marriage, this is completely different. I'm not talking to you right now. I ain't telling nobody to leave their marriage. That's, you ain't never going to hear me tell you, because that's a lot more complicated. That's legal issues right there. We ain't getting into that.
Nope.
But, you know, if there's no binding contract, these are things you have to think about. These are things you have to consider if you want to be fit.
Then it'll be back discipline. Even if he ain't a part of the fitness journey, he should want the best for you, I would think. And if his actions are not showing that he wants the best for you, how are you still giving him? That's what I'm not understanding. Everything is fucked up.
Facts.
Niggas don't require nothing. You women don't require nothing. Long as you got somebody to say, I got somebody, that's all you motherfuckers want. Just to say to your homegirl, I got a man. Well, he don't give a fuck if you happy. Once you stroke out, gonna fuck your bestie.
See, I don't like that part.
I know how that shit go.
Yeah.
It's all good.
No. Hold on. First of all, I'll give him Don DeMarco for the message. It was a great message.
Don DeMarco.
That was a great message, but now he talking about he going to hit your bestie and all this. Come on, bro. Now you pandering. Now you trying to sneak something in. But you got to watch out for trainers like that. But anyway, all jokes aside, the dude was speaking all facts, man. And, you know, I just put a post on TikTok and my YouTube shorts about that, but you just got to be careful with the people you surround yourself with if you want to be healthy long term, if you want to be fit long term. You know, the people around you will hold you back. And it might feel like you're on an island, it might feel like you're lonely, but you can find a community, you can find people that are on the same grind you on. That's why I do this podcast, because we have a community of people. But you would be shocked, man, people. I've had women with boyfriends that just they don't step foot in the gym. They don't care, and they never stay. I just had a girl this year. This is no cap.
Stop the cap.
She was doing good. I was about to give a hint. I don't want to get a hint. But she was doing great, getting results, body changing. She lasted for about 4 or 5 months. Boyfriend don't go to the gym.
Nope.
She stopped going to the gym, right? He wasn't really supporting her goals. And it is what it is, man. But we just got to be careful with that. And listen, birds of a feather flock together? And it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. Let's get in these comments. Hit the like button.
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
Hit the like button. Let's get in these comments. Where we at? They keep them hefty, less competition. That's another thing too. A lot of guys, though they say they like bigger women or they like an out of shape woman or BBW, hefty, whatever the hell they say, they know if they let you drop that weight and your body is T, or what the girls do, the body is T, they know there's a chance they might lose you.
Nope.
So they ain't about to let that happen. They comfortable right there. With you the way they are, they want to keep you around. They want the benefits of you, so they don't want you going nowhere else. Because then it's going to force them to level up. And we know these dudes these days,
nope,
they not trying to get better.
Nope.
They not trying to level up. Sleeping with the hater, I'm stealing that. Watch Mike and the gym tomorrow. Yeah, sleeping with the hater. See, Marty, they sleeping with the hater. Watch. He telling the truth. I'm going to be honest. Some gym girlies need to improve their self-esteem and standards. That's true. I mean that's across the board. Shout out Elite Visuals, Mike, man. What's good, bro? What's good, dog?
Dom DeMarco.
Appreciate you joining the show. Less brunches, more crunches. Absolutely. He sounds harsh and something, but he's making a lot of sense. Absolutely. Accountability is key. Absolutely. Beans make me fool. Missed you last week. Didn't hear how High Rocks went. Hope it was awesome. Yeah, check out my vlog on the page. Go check that High Rocks vlog, man. It's more High Rocks content coming. Don't worry. talking like Dr. Umar a little bit. The 78-year-old Taiwanese female bodybuilder who won first place. I ain't see that, but send it to me. Big spot in the building. About to smoke bambas in that pull-up challenge. Goals put in their story. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I definitely appreciate your podcast. It helps a lot to hear the right message for fitness. Absolutely. Joe Thomas, what up? The vlog we dropping soon. Yeah, we got some heat. Me and Elite Visuals Mike got some heat dropping soon. We gotta chop it up, Mike. We gotta fix some things on there. We gonna fix that. That dude Dirty Mackin'. He Dirty Mackin'. All right, we're gonna take a trip to hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. We're gonna take a trip to the UK. Shout out to the UK fam. This guy gonna tell us what type of women he likes. So let's check it out. We're gonna discover the hidden message. Look for the hidden message, y'all, because I think I know the hidden message. But let me see if y'all know the hidden message, or we got the same hidden message. And let's check it out, man. Hit the like button.
Really a fan of the Gym Girlies. Sorry. I'll be honest.
Y'all know he got the UK accent. He said, I'm not really for the Gym Girlies.
Not really a fan of the Gym Girlies. Sorry. I'll be honest. Be honest. I like my girls that's just kind of just laid back.
So you can't go to the gym and be laid back? All right.
I go gym, but sure, if you don't really want.
So you go to the gym, but you don't want your lady to go to the gym.
Nope.
Now, you got to be careful with guys like this. This is literally what we just talked about. These guys want to self-improve. They want to get better, but they don't want their woman to improve.
Nope.
Because they want you to stay right there, stay comfortable, so they know you're not going to leave them. Right? And a lot of times, guys like this, no shade, not that I'm the best on earth, but a lot of times, these guys ain't trying to level up financially. They're not trying to level up professionally, right? Because a guy who's trying to get it in all aspects of life, he going to want his woman to get better, too, in all aspects of life. So not only is he trying to keep you comfortable, this motherfucker ain't trying to get better. So ladies, be careful with
you that. You go gym, but you don't want a girl that goes gym.
It's weird. I told you that. I did start with that. No, it's just a preference, if I'm being honest.
Well, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
If you're...
How many gym dudes do y'all know personally? Y'all can let me know if I'm wrong. How many gym dudes do you know personally who wouldn't want their woman to go to the gym?
What?
Because I feel like everybody I know in the gym, they not saying that she got to be a bodybuilding competitor, not saying she got to do high rocks, she got to power lift. I ain't saying that. But what I'm saying is most men who are in the gym, they want their woman active in some way, even if they want them to stay quote-unquote curvy.
Big back activity.
Curvy and thick. They want them to be in the gym.
Big back activity.
even if they want them to keep a little bit of back, they want them in the gym.
Your back has a back.
Go in gym and you're building your body to be better. Why can't your girl do the same?
She can, but just not my cup of tea. Again, preference.
So what would you? So what's your body type? What type do you like to look like?
Someone that doesn't go gym, I guess.
so do you like?
So he can't even answer the question straightforward. She asked, "What kind of body does he like?" And he says something that doesn't go to the gym. That doesn't even make sense.
Stop the cap.
That doesn't even make sense, bro. So what you got to do, ladies. Hold on. Let me finish the video.
Okay, fair. If you don't want to
That's why.
This episode is brought to you by Spreaker, the platform responsible for a rapidly spreading condition known as podcast brain. Symptoms include buying microphones you don't need, explaining RSS feeds to confused relatives, and saying things like, sorry, I can't talk right now, I'm editing audio. If this sounds familiar, you're probably already a podcaster. The good news is Spreaker makes the whole process simple. You record your show, upload it once, and Spreaker distributes it everywhere people listen. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and about a dozen apps your cousin swears are the next big thing. Even better, Spreaker helps you monetize your show with ads, meaning your podcast might someday pay for, well, more microphones. Start your show today at Spreaker.com. Spreaker, because if you're going to talk to yourself for an hour, you might as well publish it.
Yeah, get his ass off the screen.
Oh, bro.
Get his ass off the screen. Listen, ladies.
Stinks.
In this case, ladies, if you have a guy that says this to you, if you're a woman who wants to get on their fitness grind, and you got a guy say something like this to you, what you got to do is you got to go to his Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, whatever. Look at who he's following. Look at who he's following. And look at, if you can, try to see what pictures, what videos, what reels he's interacting with, what TikToks he's interacting with. Because that right there, I guarantee he it's going to be some fit baddies on there. I guarantee that. I guarantee that. He ain't just following all out of shape chicks and interacting with all out of shape chicks. That right there, I mean, that's low key human nature for men, bro. No, men ain't just out here liking strictly fat chicks. They might double tap some fat chicks photos, but they ain't only liking fat chicks, especially if they in the gym. So just be careful with that. And a lot of women will, sorry, ladies, and we listen, if it's your first time watching, whatever I say, I got 100,000 episodes and 100,000 videos to back up what I'm saying. But we know women will neglect their health to listen to what some dumbass like him has to say.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Oh, yeah, well, I still get men. I still get ninjas. I still could get some D.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
We don't care.
We do not care.
So just be careful with that, ladies. Don't fall into this. You're going to look up. You're going to look up, and guess what? You listen to a guy like this, you gain 40 pounds, I'm asking you to cook Thanksgiving dinner.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits. You name it!
Ladies, you listen to a guy like this, and you gain 50 pounds, I'm asking you where the barbecue at.
It's barbecue in there.
Ladies, if you gain 50 pounds and listen to dudes like that, I'm going to ask you, where you get your cheeseburgers from?
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
Ladies, you gain 50 pounds and listen to a guy like that. I'm asking what drive-thru you go to.
It's Burger King.
And what other drive-thru you go to?
It's Wendy's.
It is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. I'm killing y'all on this Wednesday, man. Hit the like button. Let's get in these comments.
Y'all,
hey, yo. Oh, man, where we at? Met a woman in her 50s that does Hyrox Pro. These young joints losing out here bad. Yeah. And listen, go pull up to a Hyrox event and see the ages. I mean, it's going to be mostly people in their 20s and 30s. But it's a lot of 40s, 50s there. And they got a 60 and up division as well. People assume every person at the gym is just a roid head screaming at other people. That video was such a disappointment because you got a dime piece who goes to the gym and can go with you. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, bro. Zero gym dudes. Exactly. Zero gym dudes are like him. Exactly. She dodged that bullet. Busta Rhymes. You say he look like Busta Rhymes? Touch it, bring it, babe. Won't you turn it, look at it, something. Look at this. He trying not to say he like big girls. I don't know. I'm not sure. And that's another thing too, ladies. If he can't give you a straightforward answer, that's not a dude you want to talk to. Boy, if you don't. And we ain't give him this button.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Should have been gave him that button. He probably like them skinny model types. Oh, brother. He could. You never know. Why does he keep laughing? He can't even take himself seriously. Yeah, exactly. Black men down bad. I really do think a lot of us love fat women regardless. And speaking of black men down bad, actually, ask me at the end of the episode. I want to talk about that whole Magic City Atlanta Hawks thing. Speaking of black men down bad, we got to talk about that, but let's keep it going. Black dudes are influenced by their peers and their family members who are fat in the ghetto or slum or whatever place they're from. Exactly. And that's why I say you got to get out the black neighborhood and you just got to experience other places. But I was called a coon when I said that. So. If a woman can be persuaded to fall off because she still gets DM'd, she was going to fall off regardless. Blame the woman for that. Yeah, I had a woman in my comments today talking about it's the men's fault and this and that. I'm like, okay, you could blame the men. I don't have a problem with you blaming ignorant men for telling these women to stay out of shape, but you're not about to sit here and not blame the women at all.
Nope.
I'm not treating women like babies. I'm not into that. I'm cool with holding men accountable. I have no issue with that, but we're not doing that. It's too deep-rooted conditioning for ninjas to like bigums, man. Off topic, need some advice. Most people at my job are fat. They have pizza, candy, snacks like every day. I never eat like that on my own, but I've been big back and I work something crazy. Yeah, you got to fight that, brother. You got to bring your own food. You got to fight that. Especially if you grew up in a black church. I'm going to keep it fitness. The black church.
Nope.
Don't even get me started on the black church. Don't even get me. We're not even doing that today. Yeah, because this going to turn into something outside of fitness to where y'all in the comments might start canceling me. Busta Rhymes, apparently, I heard he likes men too. Black men love big ass women because they easier. Uh-oh. Thank you. Hey, Lou 1, Lou 2, welcome to the show, brother.
Welcome to the show.
You speak in our language. But when I said that, they said I'm the bad guy. They said I'm the bad guy when I said that. The gym joints can't cook nothing but broccoli and chicken breasts. Mac and cheese arms got the gym baddies beat and cooking. And that's why her arteries is clogged, ninja.
Nope.
Oh, man. Nothing like free food to cheat on your diet. At KG, just take it that they offer, but throw it away later. You could do that, too. Act like you ate the snacks and all that. It ain't that deep, but why some dudes... It ain't that deep why some dudes want BBWs. They got bigger buns. Fat women easier. Hey, let's keep this thing going. Hit the like button, man. Mark Carter said, I don't go to church, so speak on it. We ain't going to speak on the black church today. I ain't going to speak on the black church today, but it's a mess. The black church is a mess. I found an old podcast of this black man who talks about fitness in the church. Send that to me, Jalen. Send that joint to me. Send that joint to me. Macaroni and that type of stuff isn't something I'm interested in knowing how to cook because it's not good for you and don't eat it often. Exactly. All right, we're going to talk about the accountability of black women when it comes to their weight loss. And you know that's our favorite community on this show.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
You know that's our favorite accountability group on this show. Let's check it out, man. And make sure y'all hit that like button, bro. I miss y'all, man. I definitely miss y'all.
Video of a woman saying when white people tell black women that they need to lose weight because they're more prone to diseases and health problems, black women tell them to stay out of black folks' business.
And they call it racist. Right? If a white person gets on here and tells a black woman, hey, you need to do this, you know, 10K steps a day, prioritize protein, you know, get up and do it before work. Racism.
Phobia is rooted in racism?
They call them racist. So white people can't tell black women to get on top of their game, even though black women have a 60% obesity rate. So if white people can't do it, let's see who can do it.
Black men get on the internet and say black women should take care of their health. They tell them to stay out of women's business. And then when...
So when black men do it, myself, they say, I got to get out of women's business, even though I help women daily. Even though I help more women than these big backs help.
Big back activity.
I help way more women than them lose weight, get in shape, hit their fitness goals. Go check my Instagram. My group is in shape. My ladies is in shape. But I don't know what I'm doing. Let's see who else.
Black women tell other black women to get in shape. They tell them to mind their business. And it's...
So now black women can't tell them to get in shape. So who can tell black women to get in shape if your own demographic can't tell you?
Nope.
And that right there is a sign of people who don't want to get better. And we don't associate with people like that on this podcast. Get them out of your life. Get away from them ASAP.
Like, a lot of us don't want to take accountability for our present day actions. We don't want to admit that we eat more than we should. We don't want to admit that we're the reason that our kids are fat and mm-hmm. overweight. We don't want to admit that genetics. We're too lazy.
They're going to say it's genetics.
To have a regular gym routine. And I think that that's a problem. Since getting back on my journey, I've been telling my sisters, hey, y'all, you know, I'm back at it. Move my body. Let's get it. And they tell mm-hmm. me, you're always trying to put us on to something when you get to doing it. What's wrong with me trying to point y'all into a healthier direction? If I get yep. put on to something that's making my life better and I want to share it with y'all, what is the problem with that? But people are too complacent. They like to blame work. Oh, I got to work. Oh, I got kids. No, you make time for what you want. Let me see. Yep. How many screens?
If you can make time to twerk, go to brunch, drink, watch Baddies, watch what's another show? Real Housewives, Keep up with Cardi B and Stefan Diggs. Your ass has time to go to the gym. I'm not trying to hear that. I'm not trying to hear. Let me see that phone screen time. Let me see that. Let me check that. Cause that, I mean, it's ridiculous now in 2026. We ain't trying to hear all that.
Screen time hours you have for the week. I bet if you took those screen time hours and you use that time to move your body instead, you'd be making some progress. You'd be in better health and better shape. It's time we take accountability and do better. It really is. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. And I wish somebody would have told me this earlier on, because I would have been on my, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Sometimes we need that push, but a lot of us don't even want to hear it. And that's a shame.
Man, shout out to her for telling the truth. I gotta respect the black women who come up and tell the truth, because the black men, we try to do it and they just shut us down simply because we're a black man. The message totally gets missed. It totally gets missed. But you know, if you want to seek the, first of all, if you have some form of an ounce of wisdom, you're gonna want to seek the truth. Okay, only a fool will sit there and convince themselves that they're healthy, convince themselves that they don't need to change. That is a fool. And a lot of times, not y'all on this podcast, but you guys are getting advice from fools. You get online and you see people praise obese women. You see people praise all types of, you eat whatever you want. Like when we talked about the Big Back Trainer the other day, and she said, I eat foods that taste good to me. Well, no shit do you do that. We know that, okay? But for you being a leader in the fitness space, that's probably not the best thing.
Nope.
You probably shouldn't be choosing foods solely on how they taste, all right? Let's eat some healthy foods that maybe aren't as filled with sugar and all types of chemicals. Probably shouldn't do that. So stop listening to fools. And I got to give this woman her credit right here, man. And listen, I ain't never come. They might call me all types of names. They might say, they might call me No Diddy.
No Diddy, you know.
They might say I got a small D.
What?
They say I got short man complex.
What?
They say I'm a victim weight and I'm 160 pounds.
What?
Even though I'm 200 pounds. They gonna tell me anything. But the only thing they ain't tell me, they never said that I'm telling a lie. They never said that I'm lying. And it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. Hit the like button. Let's get in these comments. Where we at in these comments, man? I've been to black and white churches. White churches have more fit people. Oh, man. He be calling the Baptist churches out. Oh, man. As far as the work munchies, just drink more water. It'll fill you up. The water is key. The water can definitely help keep you full, for sure. Where we at? X Nilo, faith-driven health. All right, I'll look them up. They say you gay, D-little, and hate your mom, too, but this is a fitness podcast. And what's crazy is when I put something online, even if my mom probably wouldn't say it the way I said it, she always agrees with what I said. People will disagree with me. Women will get online and disagree with me and be like, what does your mom think? I'd be like, my mom agreed with that. My mom agreed with all of that, everything I said. Everything. So don't get it twisted. But Marty, I heard you hate black women. They said I hate black women. You say so. See, Marty, ladies have been crushing it in the gym, and their summer bodies are here and ain't going nowhere. Keep up the great work, see, Marty. We see why you're the source. Appreciate that, Mike. Definitely appreciate that. Not saying certain races have more money than the others, but I do notice a correlation of wealth and health. That's why there's healthier food spots and well-to-do areas at Wicked. Well, I mean, you bring up a valid point, Regina, but you know, we might not have a Whole Foods, right? But you can get the vegetables and you can get the fruits from the grocery stores we do have. I know they're not organic, but that's going to be better than the cereal aisle, than the chips aisle, the Kool-Aid aisle, right? That's going to be better options. And our people, the reason we don't have results is because we don't invest the energy. We don't invest the money we have into becoming healthier, right? And you know, one of the social media pages that I manage for a church, one of the pastors had a sermon the other day, and he was basically saying, you know, you might not be rich, but God, but I don't mean to be preaching right now. I don't mean to be preaching right now. But this actually related to what Regina said. You might not be rich, but God's not going to bless you if you're not a steward of the money that you have, right? What type of financial decisions are you making with the money you have? It's the same with fitness. You might not have the organic foods and the salad spot, but what are you doing with the options you do have? Okay. Just because you don't have Whole Foods don't mean you need to go to damn Burger King every day.
It's Burger King.
Right? Don't mean you need to go to Wendy's every
it's
day.
It's Wendy's.
Don't mean you need to be putting all the food in the oil.
Put it in the oil!
Right? So what are we doing with what we do have? And black people specifically, we got amazing physiques. Look at every Olympics and let's compare. Are we going to see bomb physiques on other races and other people from other countries? Duh. But it's just funny how USA black women and men in track have bomb physiques. Jamaica, right? The African countries, all the black people got the bombest physiques. So we can do something. And we can do something. We got to just invest time, invest the money we do have, and put some damn effort into it. That's all I'm saying. So you do make a great point, but, you know, if people are putting zero effort toward their health and fitness, I ain't trying to hear that. When you hold black women accountable, you hate women or you a pick me when you when you don't say or do nothing, black men don't have their back. Yep. Aren't you 6'2"? How do you have short man complex? I'm 6 foot, but they think when they see me behind the camera talking trash, they think I got short. They think I'm like 5'6". They assume I'm short. Not all your meals have to be exciting. You have to eat for nourishment. Find a new hobby if you're looking for it.
This episode is brought to you by Spreaker, the platform responsible for a rapidly spreading condition known as podcast brain. Symptoms include buying microphones you don't need, explaining RSS feeds to confused relatives, and saying things like, "Sorry, I can't talk right now. I'm editing audio." If this sounds familiar, you're probably already a podcaster. The good news is Spreaker makes the whole process simple. You record your show, upload it once, and Spreaker distributes it everywhere people listen. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and about a dozen apps your cousin swears are the next big thing. Even better, Spreaker helps you monetize your show with ads, meaning your podcast might someday pay for, well, more microphones. Start your show today at Spreaker.com. Spreaker, because if you're going to talk to yourself for an hour, you might as well publish it.
Thrill, exactly. Jenny, what up? Cadillac Mac, what's going on? Keep it real, Marty. What are some things you and your mom don't agree on? Do I want to make it that public? Cadillac Smack, you ain't slick. Hold up. Cadillac Smack, you ain't slick. I think I know what you're trying to ask, but I'm not going to put it online. I think I know where you're trying to go with this because you're curious, and it's a great question, but you might got to ask me offline. Majority of the produce comes off the same trucks. I didn't even know that. You're not going to see as many fat rich people like you're going to see fat poor people. Facts. Mr. Beginner, listen to Kobe. Okay. All right, Jenny, that's cool. Music or food? I mean, just something random. I think my mom likes cabbage. I don't like cabbage.
Nope.
I can't stand that food.
Nope.
Is that good enough? Cadillac Smack trying to hear that tea. He trying to hit the tea. Anyway, let's keep this episode going. All right, we got a big controversy on social media right now. Big controversy. We got a woman here who is 5'7", 270 pounds. And we're going to watch her video. We're going to talk about it. I ain't going to go too deep because this thing got crazy. I don't want nothing to do with this. I'm just going to give some positive thoughts because I ain't trying to get in this debate, man. Let's check it out.
There's a debate going on right now about what your height and weight looks like together. I heard the girlies were looking for somebody who's 269 and 5'7". Here she is. What's so crazy is weight looks so different on different people. But this is what it looked like on me. 5'7", 269 today.
Now, we're gonna say this. Here, let me put the stats on the screen for anybody joining us. Okay, the stats on the screen, 5'7", 269. Now, watching that video initially, what are your initial thoughts? She sounded like she's proud of her size at her height. Yes or no? Let me know.
What?
Sounds like she's proud, right? Now, you go to the comments full of black women.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
Full of black women. Yes, girl. I'm 200 this. I'm 300 this. I'm 5'9". I'm 6 foot. I'm 5'3". All these women in there bragging about their heights, 200 plus, 250 plus, 300 plus. What it looked like was women glorifying being in these big ass bodies with these big ass backs.
Big back activity.
Right. Now, let me provide some context. So many people responded to this, slandering her. Whole time, people didn't know she started at 350 pounds and lost almost 100 pounds. But she didn't mention that in this video. She said nothing about she's at 269 coming down from 350. Here, it just looks as it appears as if she's happy about her size and she's enabling other women to do the same thing. And she's seeking validation. That's what it comes off as. So then, of course, people responded. She responded, you guys are stupid. Y'all are men. Ain't y'all supposed to be at war? Y'all men and women's business, yada, yada, yada. But my issue here is, women, y'all got to pick a side, okay? Because a lot of times, women, if she made it clear initially that she lost 100 pounds and she was proud of her progress, she probably wouldn't have got as much love. She would have got some love on there for sure. She wouldn't have got as much love. And so you kind of going on both sides now. How are we supposed to know that you lost 100 pounds and you get on this? TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube is full of people, black women specifically.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Bragging about their size, bragging about how obese they are. And they get mad when people get on them about it. And people getting fed up with it. It's other black people tired of this ignorance. So they assume that this is what she was doing, which it looks like, which I'm sure y'all agree. She tried to switch it up. She tried to reverse. She tried to reverse that joint. And it just, now she's showing all her workout videos. You guys think I'm built like a linebacker? Let me show you my workout type videos. So, but listen, that's this glorification thing. It don't just come from women who don't want to change. It's coming from women who desperately want to lose the weight.
Nope.
Women who put in the work to lose 100 pounds.
Nope.
And you still trying to fit in that crew. You still trying to, you're not encouraging other women to lose weight. On this post specifically, I don't know what's on her page, but I'm just saying this post specifically seems as if she was trying to, you know, hype everything up. Let's look at it one more time. We're going to get in these comments.
There's a debate going on right now about what your height and weight looks like together. I heard the girlies were looking for somebody who's 269 and 5'7". Here she is.
What girlies were looking for that?
Here she is. What's so crazy is weight looks so different on different people. But this is what it looked like on me. 5'7", 269 today.
Yeah, I can't get with it.
Hell no, to the no, no, no. Yeah, to the no.
I can't get with it, bro. I can't get. Don't try to backtrack now. Don't try to backtrack now, man. Let's get in these comments. Linebacker stats. Washington Commanders ass stats. Dallas Cowboys ass stats. San Fran 49ers ass stats. frozen veggies actually have more nutrients because they are flash frozen on the truck right when picked. The fresh produce can oxidize quickly. Okay, we learned something new today. A food forensic scientist had a video about it and exposed the health food industry. He said the healthy food stores mainly sell you the ambiance. I've heard that too. I've heard that too. I just saw that on Kobe's live stream. I'm 6'4 and 266, and she weighs more than me, but I look like a football player. Yeah, that's crazy, bro. Who the F said we looking for that? Girl, if you don't.
Boy, if you don't.
They said that's what Mike Hawkins looking for. DeLulu, I would say sit down, but she needs to walk on the treadmill. She's letting desperate men hype her head up. That's all I'm saying. Pre-diabetic, 5'7 and 269. She doesn't need a man. She needs Paul Heyman as her wrestling manager. Paul Heyman. Funeral service, the end. No, facts. She need to be in a tag team with Brock Lesnar. I'm 6'3". I felt like I was dying when I hit 250. To see women walking around like this daily is beyond insane. And this is after she lost 100 pounds. That's what's crazy. She lost 100 and it's still bigger than a linebacker. Crazy. Big Chicken, what's going on? Welcome to the show. I ain't seen you in a while.
Welcome to the show.
He tests a bunch of food for heavy metals and a bunch of health brands. Wanted to shut down his forensic lab and studies almost 10 years ago. Crazy. Frozen veggies are frozen after being picked versus it sitting on a shelf, losing its nutritional value day by day. I like getting my berries frozen cheaper. You know what? I'm going to start doing that because, I mean, I get my stuff fresh. I get the fruits and veggies fresh, but I usually eat them. Every now and then I'll, you know, waste them. But I'm going to start getting them frozen. Her and Bam wear the same shoe size. Her and Bam. Spider-Man, how much Bam weigh? How much does Bam weigh? Does she weigh more than Bam at 5'7"? You telling me she could have dropped 83 on the Wizards?
Nope.
That arm is burritoed up in that sleeve, man.
Nope.
You tell me that thick ass arm is burritoed up?
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who's gonna have Big Mama arms early.
Paul Heyman is diabolically funny. Yeah, that Paul Heyman is crazy. Burritoed. Did Jalen just turn burrito into a verb? Yeah, I'm gonna burrito this arm up real quick, built ass.
Nope.
It's getting cold out. I'm going to burrito my shit real quick, man. Wrap your shit up. Being 5'7", 269 with no buns is crazy work. See? Black men. All black men worried about is ass.
Ninjas.
See? See? Van about 255. So she could have scored 83 on the Wizards is what you're telling me. That's the conclusion we came to. Crazy. Anyway, let's keep this thing going. I'm killing y'all, man. Hit the like button.
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
SAG, what up, man? Spider-Mo bot lying, though. He not lying, though. That's y'all's macaroni girl. Do you want macaroni or nah? That's crazy. That's crazy. All right. We got this lady here. She's going to tell us her family member told her she's gaining weight, and she's going to tell us why she was gaining weight. Now, she's going to tell us why she was gaining weight. We haven't heard this one yet. Let's check it out, man. Hit the like button. Give me 1 second while I pull it up.
I went to my grandparents' house, and when my grandmother leaves the room, my grandfather looks at me and goes, "You have gained a massive amount of weight since the last time I saw you." I know I've gained a lot of weight, okay?
Oh, don't cry.
For fuck's sake, I have a fucking ovarian cyst.
Okay, him say.
Whoa. For F's sake, I have an ovarian cyst.
Nope.
My lady's on the show. Does an ovarian cyst cause you to noticeably gain weight to the point where your family is pointing out that you gain weight?
Nope.
Now, I know it comes with complications, but ladies, let me know. Let's look at it again, and then we're going to let Noah cook at
grandparents' house, and when my grandmother leaves the room, my grandfather looks at me and goes, "You have gained a massive amount of weight since the last time I saw you." I know I've gained a lot of weight, okay?
Oh, man.
For fuck's sake, I have a fucking ovarian cyst. Fuck!
Okay, him saying that obviously wasn't nice. Was it the truth? Possibly. Maybe you needed to hear it. But your ovarian cyst causing you to be severely overweight? Come on. Girl, you know better. Don't even use that as an excuse. You're overweight, not because of your ovarian cyst. You have a pantry problem. Every time you walk by it, something disappears. Come on.
Hey, boy. Listen.
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
Ladies, as much as I love y'all, we got to stop this madness. We can't just blame issues that women of all races go through, women in every country go through, and they not morbidly obese. But because you morbidly obese, you want to blame it on some woman shit. I can't let y'all get away with that, ladies. Now, are there times where it can affect you more than someone who doesn't have this condition or doesn't have this issue? Absolutely. We're not debating that, of course. But to just solely blame that and not blame the damn Popeyes.
Lord, I had chicken from Popeyes.
You Raising Cane's. You frying chicken.
You go fry some chicken.
You doing all that, but you want to blame the ovarian cyst. Out of all things, the ovarian cyst. Where's my doctors on the show? Can I get a deeper explanation on that? But yeah, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. We ain't rocking with that, man. It is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. Let's keep this episode going.
Dom DeMarco.
I know she has a massive amount of frontal weight. That's for sure. I think it causes discomfort, pain, but I don't think it affects metabolism. Exactly. See, Marty, did you delete some videos? Had a bunch of videos saved and they gone. Yeah, something like that. Something like that. Y'all, it's a rhyme to the reason, man. I'm definitely, like I said, man, I'm kind of switching up the content strategy. So I did get rid of some stuff, but it'll make sense in the future why I did it. Grandpa said, "God damn, you got bigger than a barnyard bull, honey." Mm-hmm. ovarian cysts might cause some weight gain, but is it negligible? Won't make you obese. Oh man. Mm-hmm. Oh man. Old people are blunt for sure. Coach Pope Fitness, what up? Houdini in the pantry. Grandpa told her she gained a massive amount of weight. OG must have been fed up. Grandparents be overly nice. Yeah. Grandpa got tired of seeing that. Grandpa got, because look, Grandpa ain't let his daughter slide with that. So he ain't letting his granddaughter slide with
that. Nope.
Pantry problem is wild. Old people stop caring after a certain age. Yeah, I know when I get old, it's going to be off the chain.
Nope.
My grandkids it's going to be off the chain, man. If anything, obesity might be a contributing factor to ovarian cysts and fibroids, which is an overproduction of estrogen because body fat is out of whack, leading to unregulated hormones. For sure. For sure. Listen, absolutely. But that thick ass neck I saw in that video.
The thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who's going to have big mama arms. Early.
I don't know if that was an ovarian cyst. Do you think her thick ass drank alcohol?
The thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who's going to have big mama arms early.
Now, how does alcohol affect them fibroids and ovarian cysts? Because I know the doctor ain't tell her to do that. So listen, let's address the habits. It's given I'm 5'7", 269, and might get bigger. But behind the scenes, she's desperately trying to continue to lose the pounds. If she lost 100, why not share a message from that perspective? That's all I was saying from the video before. That's it. Soft, out of town, big backs, just Joan back. Grandpa probably saw why her college meal plan that he paid for was so high.
Yep. Nope.
Absolutely. Hey, man, it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. We're going to talk about these PEDs real quick. I mentioned before, if you're a grown man, grown woman, you want to take steroids, anabolic steroids, PEDs, Gear, Anavar, Trend, go ahead. I don't care. I'm not taking it. I got a couple issues with it, but if you're grown and you want to do it, cool. Now, when kids watch this stuff and they think it's okay for them to be on it, that's where I draw the line. That's where I draw the line. And we got to stop putting the emphasis on getting big as quickly as possible. and not sharing the truth about, you know, putting on muscle, how it takes years, how it takes dedication. Now we got kids like this on some PEDs. Let's check it out. Make sure y'all hit that like button for your boy.
That's or not?
I'm on SARMs.
Can you tell me which ones?
So there's a stack with Beast, and it has LGD, YK11, MK, I think 28.
Anybody heard of SARMs or know what that is?
And then has your ad 140 in it.
Okay. Why not inject testosterone, for example?
Because I'm 16 years old.
Okay.
I don't need it right now.
So you're 16, you don't need testosterone, but you can take SARMs, whatever that is. Okay.
No. You compete in anything?
Powerlifting.
Okay. How old are you?
16.
All right, baller, dude. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man.
Oh, brother. 16.
This episode is brought to you by Spreaker, the platform responsible for a rapidly spreading condition known as podcast brain. Symptoms include buying microphones you don't need, explaining RSS feeds to confused relatives, and saying things like, "Sorry, I can't talk right now, I'm editing audio." If this sounds familiar, you're probably already a podcaster. The good news is Spreaker makes the whole process simple. You record your show, upload it once, and Spreaker distributes it everywhere people listen. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and about a dozen apps your cousin swears are the next big thing. Even better, Spreaker helps you monetize your show with ads, meaning your podcast might someday pay for, well, more microphones. Start your show today at Spreaker.com. Spreaker, because if you're going to talk to yourself for an hour, you might as well publish it.
It's literally a baby. 16 is literally a baby. 16 years old. And look at what this stuff has done to him. He easily looks late 20s, early 30s. I mean, he's probably look older than that, but I'm going to give him late 20s, early 30s. He could go for 30. He could go for 38.
Nope.
He could go for 38 at this point.
Nope.
But this toxic gym culture, man, it's crazy how I get so much backlash, and these bodybuilders don't get backlash for coming up with videos, you know, shaming people who aren't as big as them. Listen, that's your lane. Do what you do, right? But I do think, and listen, it's only so much what I say. It's not going to hold any weight. But I do think there should be a level of honesty, you know, with these guys talking about the drugs they're on, the side effects. Look at Ronnie Coleman. Look at a few others. There has to be some type of honesty, because the fact that we got 16-year-olds just being open about it like it's some regular thing, it's absolutely insane, right? I think the peak muscle building years for men, the peak muscle building years are 18 to 25, right? So that's where men can make the biggest stride with their muscle growth, with their muscle gain. And he's 16. He hasn't even reached his peak window yet. This boy hasn't reached his peak window, and he's taking PEDs. I mean, this is ridiculous, man. Not to mention powerlifting. You don't need that for powerlifting. All these D1 prospects, 16, 17, 18, going to these big schools, Alabama, Michigan, USC. Do you see how they lift? You see how much they lift? You see what these guys are doing in the weight room with no PEDs? 16, you're more than capable of making some crazy gains and some major strides in the weight room if you want to power lift. Not to mention, you're freaking 16. You shouldn't be trying to be the best at 16. You're going to have to work your way up. Can you be an elite 16-year-old? Absolutely. That can compete with adults? Absolutely. I encourage you to do that. But to take PEDs at 16, man, this shit getting corny, man. This shit getting crazy. And that's why I'm starting to get to the point with the bodybuilders and the people on the PEDs. When they come at me, it's no cut cards. Because y'all are some cornballs. And y'all influencing young, dumb 16-year-olds to be on the shit that y'all on. So, yeah, I'm putting y'all on blast every time y'all say something. I'm going to come on my page and make a comment talking about my mother on the post.
Nope.
And you clearly on PEDs.
Nope.
No, you're getting cooked. Talk about me. I'm a grown man. You can say whatever about me. I probably just keep scrolling. He's going to come on there and talk about my mom. These PEDs got y'all messed up in the head.
Nope.
But yeah, I do feel strongly about this topic, you know, being in the gym culture and seeing how it affects people and me being natural and being able to increase my strength increase my muscle gain, do a Hyrox, do 5K, do Spartan race, go out and hoop. I ain't been hooping lately, but for a minute I was playing in summer leagues and stuff. I need to get back out there. Been able to do all this stuff natural, and you want to come on here and try to shame me because I don't want to take no PEDs. I'm not rocking with it. And it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. Let's keep this thing going. Let's check it out, man. What we got? All that stuff makes people so weird. Hey, Regina, is that why you don't come to Golds anymore? Nah, people be weird, bro. People be weird. I'm not even about to get into it now. But that stuff does affect your brain and how people actually act in the gym. Let me get his old-looking ass off the screen. Sorry, I hate to do that to a 16-year-old. I bet even with all that, he's rather weak. He has popcorn muscles, and how you 16 looking 28? Yeah, he's probably not that strong, to be honest, man. That's effing wild, bro. SARMs are so harmful. Crazy. Insane. 16, he about to be 30. All that to look like a Teletubby troll. Good luck with that oversized heart and other internal organs. Irresponsible. She got an APP, a pantry problem. He a husky troll dog with a learning disability. Nah, for real. He giving sloth vibes from the Goonies. I'm glad I started working out at 17. Yeah, I started really lifting at 17 too. He's not even aesthetic. It makes him look more like he has Down syndrome, not making fun of him. I agree. I think he looks weird too. He looked like he on the spectrum a little bit. I agree. How many teammates you had were taking drugs that admitted privately with you? None of my teammates took drugs. And I mean, are you talking about like performance enhancing drugs or smoking weed? They were smoking weed. They was drinking Hennessy.
Nope.
And tequila, but nobody, we don't do that. That's one thing. We don't do that. And if we found out one of our teammates was doing that, we're gonna be like, bro, you a weirdo. We ain't rock with that. But yeah, nobody was taking PEDs at all. The most people took was probably creatine and caffeine. You know, when I hoop. That's it. If you're mentally ill or an idiot, you should not be taking roids or recreational drugs. Agreed. Rory Rage. He looked 40. Yeah, man. Yeah, it's crazy. Wild out here, bro. What do we want to do next? Because we are almost done. What do we want to do next? Let me take a look real quick at what I got on the menu. What we got? Let's do this. Do men like compliments from women at the gym? Absolutely. Why not? Why wouldn't we?
Eat like a man. When men go about losing weight, they know that this is a simple thing to do. But how can we get it so wrong as women?
This actually makes me so mad because more people don't know about this. Men do not lose fat faster because they have some sort of magic. They lose fat faster because they have more muscle. The more...
More muscle. Muscle is everything.
Nope.
And most women are under-muscled. And that's why they accumulate so much fat. And that's why they accumulate more and more over the years. They're under-muscled, right? They're not getting that benefit of the increased calorie burn from muscle. They're not getting the benefit of that increased resting metabolic rate from that muscle, right? So that's part of the reason why men lose weight easier than women do or faster than women do.
The muscle that you will have on your body, the higher your metabolism will be. Muscle is metabolically active tissue. So the more muscle you have, the higher your metabolism will be. The problem is most women try to lose fat by undereating. And when your calories are so low, your body starts to burn muscle instead of just fat. And whenever you lose muscle, your metabolism drops, which makes fat loss a lot harder and not easier. And that's why women would really benefit from training like a gym bro. Just lift heavy, eat enough, and focus on building muscle, and fat loss becomes a lot easier.
All facts. And he's absolutely right, man. You under eat, you can possibly wreck your metabolism. And that's why I'm not big on the GLP-1s, because can GLP-1s be effective? Absolutely. But the reason I'm not big on them is because a lot of people never develop that discipline. I know people who take the GLP-1, but they had a discipline to go to the gym. They have the discipline to increase their protein intake, to lift heavy, right? And that's why the GLP-1 can be effective for them. But there's so many people who get on the GLP-1 and their bodies just look disgusting when they're done. They don't even like it. And they struggle in the gym. They feel weak. So, but metabolism is everything. And building muscle is key. Build muscle, lift weights, and eat accordingly so you can build the muscle. Eat the right carbs, the complex carbs. Eat the right proteins, lean protein. If you're vegan, there's a lot of vegan options for you to get your protein in as well. And that's another fire episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Gonna get these comments before we wrap it up. Regina, if I go to Goals, it's late for the 24 hours. It'd be too much going on for me. Feels like a day party. Yeah, Goals do get crazy. Atlanta Hawks Magic City night. Yeah, man. I just really quickly, man. So the Magic City is like a popular strip club in Atlanta, and the Atlanta Hawks wanted to have a Magic City theme night for the wings, the chicken wings that are at Magic City, which are apparently really good. They're famous, the lemon pepper wings. And I don't have a problem with you wanting to do that for the wings, right? But it's the fact that the NBA games are a family event. It's kids there. And even though there's not going to be strippers there, but to have it themed after a strip club, I don't think that's appropriate. Right, I don't think kids need to be exposed to that, because kids got phones. They going, what's Magic City? You know what I mean? I just didn't think that's appropriate. So just my opinion. But the amount of black men that was like, have you been to Magic City? It's a show. You never been there. You did it. And it's like, bro, do y'all care about the kids or do y'all care about watching ass? So I just was embarrassed as a black man for all the rebuttals this week. Then, of course, it was a white NBA player speaking up on it. So then they tried to turn it into a race issue. It had nothing to do with race. And then black people were saying that this strip club is part of black culture. When is a strip club part of black culture? Do we have popular strip clubs that play hip-hop music that black people go to? Yeah, go do that if that's what you want to do. But to say that's black culture, we define by degeneracy, I didn't agree with that. Some of y'all can disagree with me. That's cool, but I didn't agree with that. But yeah, that was just my thing about it. Compliments really don't mean anything if she don't find you attractive. Especially if I just move some serious weight. Facts. The women that found me attractive in my life didn't compliment me first till I complimented them first. Good to know. Hey, Marty, do you trigger your muscles to grow if your body is not responding despite taking the necessary steps? Oh, how do you trigger your muscles to grow if your body is not responding despite taking the necessary steps? Well, I would check if you're actually taking the necessary steps. And I mean, that's a complicated question. I probably would need more context, but you probably just got to keep doing it. You probably ain't been doing it long enough. Probably got to factor in some cardio. You're probably not hitting your protein. You're doing something wrong, or you're not doing it long enough, or you got to incorporate something else. That's all that is. Like I said, I need more context. That GLP-1 be having people look like a melted candle. He's 1,000% correct. My wife's doctor just told her she has to strength train now. Everything she tried, it didn't work. Nothing else is going to work long term like building muscle. Nothing else going to work long term like building muscle. Nikiva Brown, 6614. Yes, the event was canceled. Absolutely, it was canceled. Gloria Wiley, how can I build muscles after being bedridden? Well, I will focus on just moving first. I will start with walking first. Get in the groove, get in a routine of walking. Then once you get walking, we could do some body weight movements. We can sit down on like a box or sit down on a chair, stand up. Maybe do some modified push-up with your knees on the ground. Get a resistance band, do some pulling. But I would start with walking and then do basic body weight or super lightweight movements to start your journey to build muscle first. That's what I would recommend. Strip club has been around before this ghetto black culture thing. That's true. That is true. That's another thing. prostitution, strip clubs, little freaky joints, brothels. That been around. Europeans was doing that. They was doing, they had that in the Bible. It's like, now let me stop, bro. Let me, Sodom and Gomorrah. It's like, now let me stop. The Levites in the Bible.
Nope.
The people been wicked. So that ain't black culture. Black American culture. We're cooked. Regina, we're absolutely cooked. Ninjas, we're talking about a strip club like the Black History Museum. Mm. Bro, they was going hard for the strip club. Kendrick Perkins, Draymond Green, Cameron the rapper, Light Skin Cuz on Joe Budden's show, LaShawn McCoy. I mean, the amount of black men, it was crazy. Do y'all, yeah, and they, I got kids. You clearly don't care about the kids,
bro. Nope.
Gloria Starr with light weights and resistance bands. Absolutely. Strip club being part of black culture is wild. Yep. Strip clubs is for the culture. We're living in the boondocks, man. appreciate it, man. Don't get enough sleep. That might be a factor. That could be it, too. That's what I'm saying. It's a lot that go into a water intake, protein intake. You started that. Okay. Yeah. So just that's what I mean. You just work your way up. Once you work your way up, start increasing the weights. Freak-offs have been around since biblical times. And yeah, freak-offs are associated with Diddy. That's true. But that's not associated with black culture because Diddy's black. That's why ballet became a thing. That was high-class strip club back in ye old times. I've heard that too. That's because Diddy is the current freak-off host. Y'all funny as hell, man. Like I said, another fire episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast, man. 2 days ago, my mother told me when she first moved to D.C. from Trinidad, her and my uncle used to point and laugh at fat people because it was so uncommon for them to see that back home.
What?
I believe it. I believe it, man. Go ahead. Follow my social media, See Marty Fit on Instagram, TikTok, X. See Marty Fit on YouTube, where you're watching right now. LessBrunchesMoreCrunches.com for the gear, or you can buy directly from my YouTube. And Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple and Spotify. Shout out to the audio listeners. Appreciate y'all. And listen, man, I'm glad to be back on the podcast. Got new content on the way. On a new journey with my content creation. And like I said, y'all going to see it. Just keep being patient. Y'all saw a little bit of it last week. If you ain't see it last week, go check out the High Rocks vlog on my page. Great show. See y'all next week. See you next week, Joe Thomas. Hit the like button, like Mike said. And listen, man, you know the motto. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improved mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. We live again next Wednesday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And next Wednesday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And we're gonna keep doing our thing. And just stay on the lookout for the content. Just stay tuned, man. I got y'all. So appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Shout out to the Playback Gang. We out of here. Appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button. Smash that subscribe button. And you got to share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches. The illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.